Thanks, Alan. Now back to the news. There is damage to a donkey sanctuary in Norwich and damage in the centre of the city as a bus hits a building on Orford Hill. But first, we'll hear about the Shakespeare celebrations planned for the Maddermarket Theatre.
From performing one of Shakespeare's great tragedies to taking people on a sonnet-inspired stroll through the city's streets, a Norwich theatre is all set for a special celebration of the great wordsmith. Theatres across the country are marking the 400th anniversary of the Bard's death this year, and the Maddermarket Theatre is holding a Shakespeare at 400 mini-festival from March the 18th until April the 20th. The festivities include a production of King Lear and an array of other theatrical delights. We want to invite audiences to come and immerse themselves in all things Shakespeare in this very important year, said Peter Beck, one of the theatre's creative directors. The Maddermarket Theatre has a long history of putting on Shakespearean work, and this very important milestone is something we very much want to mark. So we have organised lots of Shakespearean events that include main house productions, some of our regular evenings have a Shakespearean theme, and some brand new events like Shakespeare's Greatest Bits, which will be speeches, music and sonnets performed on stage by lots of our actors, and also a promenade through performance through the streets of Norwich with Shakespearean sonnets in different locations.
Thousands of pounds have been raised in one day to help a horse sanctuary hit by fire. Police are investigating after ponies and donkeys had to be moved from their barns at Little Tinker's Sanctuary in Bluebell Road, Norwich, to escape the blaze. The sanctuary cares for 36 old and sick animals and has been targeted by thieves six times in the last 7 months. Since the fire, a website appeal has raised more than £6,000 in a single day to help owner Julie Bassett rebuild the sanctuary. Mrs. Bassett, 49, estimated the fire had caused £40,000 worth of damage. Mrs. Bassett said, "It is just 16 years of hard work gone, and now I have to think of the ponies' safety. I don't know if I can go on, but all of the ponies and donkeys are old or sick, so people won't want them. If I can't do it, we might have to put them down."
A newly renovated beauty salon has been forced to cancel clients' appointments after a double-decker bus crashed into it. Head and Soul on Orford Hill in Norwich city centre only reopened last week after £56,000 worth of refurbishment work had seen it closed for 5 weeks. But after the crash, two floors of the salon will be out of use until they are deemed safe by a structural engineer. No one in the shop, on board the bus or in the street was injured. Salon owner Kate Conti said the crash came as a real shock as they had only just got the salon looking the way they wanted. "The salon only reopened last week and we were still putting the finishing touches to some things on Thursday night," she said. "We can't use any of the second or third floor because the impact of the bus has caused the floors to cave in, making them unsafe. There is also damage to the outer wall of the salon, and windows on the second floor were smashed. The incident happened at about 3 p.m. when a first bus tried to move out of the way of an ambulance flashing its emergency lights on Red Lion Street. As it pulled up onto the curb, it struck the top of the salon."
Fancy holidaying at home this year, but with a difference. How about camping inside one of Norfolk's most unusual churches with breakfast thrown in? Champing, church camping, has arrived in the county. From May, holidaymakers will be able to book a night inside the fantastical, richly decorated Church of St Michael the Archangel in Booton near Reefham. For £55 per adult, £20 for children, campers can enjoy the run of the extraordinary 19th century Gothic building designed by eccentric clergyman the Reverend Whitwell Elwin. Families and pets will have the isolated church to themselves to play hide and seek and sleep under the hammer beam roof decorated with the carved angels Elwin modelled on his blessed girls, young female friends. An eco-friendly compost toilet will be installed outside, water provided, and organisers are talking to local pubs, cafes, farms and restaurants about providing breakfast for campers. The Grade 2 listed building, unused as a church since 1987, is among 347 in England under the care of the Church's Conservation Trust, which is trying to find imaginative ways to bring people back inside them.
People took to the streets in Norwich to raise money for a homeless charity. Sleepouts are popular events that raise cash and awareness about the issues people face when sleeping outside. Lauren Playford from the Golden Triangle in Norwich is hoping to raise £200 for the YMCA Norfolk, which hosted the event in Heartsease Lane. She and a friend were inspired to take part after they found out about the number of homeless young people. She said, "Keeping warm will probably be the hardest thing. All week I have been thinking how horrible and cold it will be, but people who are homeless have to do that every night. Some research I did showed an estimated 1.3 million young people aged between 16 and 24 have slept rough in the UK, and it really bothered me." The YMCA Norfolk event, supported by Soul Church, had people spending a night at Soul Nursery in Heartsease Lane.
Now for our last feature. Alex Hurrell of the Evening News has brought us news of works to improve the North Walsham and Dillham Canal. It is read by Alan Shirley.